Thousands of protesters have gathered on Puerto Rico's largest highway, calling for the resignation of embattled Governor Ricardo Rosselló. Monday's protests mark the 10th consecutive day of demonstrations on the island following the release of hundreds of pages of expletive-laden conversations involving the governor and his allies. Sunday, Rosselló announced he would step down from the leadership of his party and not seek re-election in 2020, but he did not resign. The United States and Iran have each launched a new round of verbal volleys, raising tensions between Tehran and the West to new heights today. During a photo op with the Pakistani prime minister at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters that Washington is ready for the absolute worst from Iran. He called Iran the number one state of terror in the world. He said Iran's actions and lack of respect were impeding negotiations. The U.S. president's comments came hours after Iran announced it had captured 17 U.S. spies over the past year and sentenced some of them to death. The announcement came from Iran's Ministry of Intelligence, which claimed the spies had been collecting information from sensitive sites like military and nuclear facilities. Both Trump and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have rejected the Iranian claims. The Democratic Republic of Congo's health minister resigned on Monday after he was dismissed as head of the team tackling a persistent Ebola outbreak. Last week, the World Health Organization declared the outbreak in eastern Congo to be an international health emergency. As of July 20th, 1,643 people have died among nearly 2,500 confirmed cases of Ebola. That's a fatality rate of about 66%. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump predicted Monday that special counsel Robert Mueller's congressional testimony this week will end badly for him and that he shouldn't even be testifying. Mueller is set to testify about whether the U.S. leader tried to obstruct his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
House Republicans are pledging tough questioning of special counsel Robert Mueller when he testifies before Congress Wednesday. This as Democrats plan to air evidence of wrongdoing by President Trump in a potentially last-ditch bid to impeach him. But days before the back-to-back hearings, both sides seem to agree that Mueller's testimony could be pivotal in shifting public opinion on the question of holding the president accountable. While his report didn't find sufficient evidence to establish charges of criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia to swing the election, it did say Trump couldn't be cleared of trying to obstruct the investigation. Matt Small, Washington.
As tensions with Iran escalate, the U.S. is having talks with Japan about the Persian Gulf. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
National Security Advisor John Bolton has held talks with Japanese officials, presumably to discuss a U.S.-led military coalition to safeguard shipping in the Strait of Hormuz amid escalating tensions in the region. Japan, whose use of force is limited to self-defense of itself and its allies under its pacifist constitution, is cautious about any military intervention. Leader Shinzo Abe has reiterated he wants to learn more about Washington's intentions before deciding if or how Japan can help, hinting that he is not planning to join the effort immediately. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Anger is growing in Hong Kong over an attack on pro-democracy protesters by suspected gangsters that left dozens of people injured. Footage captured on cell phone video and posted on social media shows groups of white-clad assailants, alleged to be triad gangsters, attacking commuters with pipes and poles at a Hong Kong subway station on Sunday. Hospital officials say 45 people were injured in the violence, with one in critical condition. Activists and local politicians accused police on Monday of being slow to respond to the scene. Hong Kong's embattled leader, Carrie Lam, said allegations that the police had colluded with the assailants were unfounded. India has successfully launched an ambitious mission to land a rover in an unexplored area of the moon. The feat has been accomplished only by three countries so far, the United States, Russia, and China. The project aims to make a soft landing on the moon and seal India's reputation as a leading space power. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA One, the voice of America. VOA One. Damn.